So kuyizika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Namukela Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 24 kumpalakazi 2017 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
usiko lwakhe futhi lezenzo zakhe lesibanjalo sakhe singabantu banye ngabana futhi ngingaze ukuthi umgabeni angaze abe ngcono ngoba yena umuntu ngumuntu owephambili but engingemva ukamkhaya angeke ngimthelele ngeke.
Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele People's Democratic Union umnumzana Christopher Sivindi namhla utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi kaboni umongameli Mnangagwa egcwaliswa isithembiso sakhe sokuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo.
Sizwela-ke abahambayo abaya emakhaya ukuphepha ukuphepha ezindleleni labasalayo besale besiphathe kahle beze bebuye siqale ngaminyaka singabasilayo.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe kanye leziselizweni zilungiselela ilanga lekhisimusi kusasa. Ababengabaphathi intambo bakahulumente umnumzana Jason Machaya nomnumzana Joseph Mate bengadlalela ikhisimusi ejele ngoba belokhu bevalelwe esitokisini besetheswa icala lenkohlakalo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Kheli webandla eliphikisayo ele People's Democratic Union umnumzana Christopher Sivindi lamhla utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi kaboni umongameli Mnangagwa igcwalisa isithembiso sakhe sokuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho oluza kwemukelwa ngumuntu wonke ngoba luqhutshwe ngendlela efaneleyo. UMavis Kamau sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Usivindi uthi sekuzambela uZulu weZimbabwe alungiselele ukuqondana lababubutho ababeka umlando wokusekela lokulondoloza ibandla leZANU-PF. Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba wokuveza injongo yebandla lakhe ekuthini lizophathe kanjani ukhetho luka-2018 owenzelwe eHarare Club, uSivindi uthe kamthembi umongameli Mnangagwa ekuzigcwaliseni lezo zithembiso ngoba efana nje lobe ngumongameli eminyakeni yangemuva umnumzana Robert Mugabe.
Engawuthiwa into yokuzalana ngiyaxoyeza ukuthi ngizawuthi uyabe efana lomnawa. So usiko lwakhe sibi lezenzo zakhe lesibanjalo sakhe ngabantu banye ngabana futhi ngingaze ukuthi umgabeni angaze abe ngcono ngoba yena umuntu ngumuntu owayephambili but engemva ukamkhaya angeke ngimthelele ngeke.
Usivindi uthi yena lebandla lakhe bazangena ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo bancintise kuzo zonke izigaba zalo.
Ukhetho zangena kakhulu kule nto esizibeke esilungisayo kahle esizibeke in place ukuze ma kubonakala abantu abathwele izibhamu kuthiwa bangama-whole veteran ezindaweni sazi ukuthi sisebenza labo kanjani asivela singeke sikusebenze kokasuuyekele kusenzakalo.
La mazwi asekelwe ngesinye seziphathamandla eHarare umnumzana Onias Bebe othi kuvele kusobala ukuba eleZANU-PF lizanqoba kulolu khetho noma kanjani. Umnumzana Bebe uthi ukungeniswa kwabakubutho kuzikhundla zokukhankasela ibandla elibusayo kungenye yendlela ezosetshenziswa ukubona ukuthi liyanqoba kulolu khetho luka-2018.
iZANU-PF izawina mabachiya amakhiwa beyenza ama-assumptions bona becampaign ngapha becampaign ukuthi kona begijima bebesa lenza amakhampeni bengakhampeni. No, this guy is right. He's seen into ukuthi akula muntu la asiwaboni thina. It's just red vote registering kodwa-ke zivezele ukuthi bavotele ubani. Bavotele iZANU-PF bonke ababurejista baregistele ukuthi bevotele iZANU-PF. iZANU-PF yawina futhi next time, trust me.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uthembisa uZulu ukuba kuzoqhutshwa ukhetho ngendlela eyiyo inkulumo ahlezi engayo kusukela engena esikhundleni sokuba ngumongameli welizwe. Kodwa abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo ahlezi esithi kumele kube lenguquko kundlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo kuqala kwezemithetho yakhona yona abahlezi bekhala ngayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Ababenga bapatenta mboba kahulumende umnumzana Jason Machaya lomnumzana Joseph Mate bengadlalela ikhisimusi ejele ngoba belokhu bevalelwe esitokisini besetheswa icala lenkohlakalo. Umnumzana Machaya wayengusiba lukhulu weMidlands uvalelwe esitokisini seGogwe Prison eGogwe Center. Umnumzana Mate wayengumphathinta mboga tshalo kahulumende lwezokulima uvalelwe enkambeni yamapholisa eHarare. Abaphathintambo abambalwa babotshiwe kunyanga edluleyo selokhu umnumzana Mnangagwa wathatha intambo zombuso esithi ufuna ukuqeda ukungathembeki elizweni. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Monsora lamhla utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi iphephandaba le-Newsday alilobanga iqiniso elipheleleyo ngodaba lokwabiwa kwezikhundla kubandla le-MDC kanye lelomanyano we-MDC Alliance. Umnumzana Monsora uthi usechazisele ibandla lakhe ukuthi yena wayesithi i-MDCT izakhetha abazamela izigaba zonke elizweni kukhetho oluzayo, okutsho ukuthi kungakhethwa owe-MDC Alliance, owe-MDCT uzasuka amtshiyele leyo ndawo yokuncintisa. Uthi kachongo ukuthi abananzi umanyano we-MDC Alliance. Izolo bese kungani kuqhamuke kungazwisisani lapho umnumzana Tsvangirai ethule umbiko obutshengisa ukucunuka okukhulu ngalolu daba esithi umnumzana Monsora ubezikhulumela umbono wakhe nje. Osomabhizimusi bamabhasi lemichova bathi ibhizimusi inhle kakhulu kulandela ukukhwezwa kwabo intengo yokuya emaphandleni ehlukeneyo. Intathe zindaba yethu bathabile masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uphenyo olwenziwe yiStudio 7 emarenkini enkulumane complex kanye ledolobheni luveze ukuthi abahambi bayagada amabhasi lanxa intengo ikhweziwe. Usomabhizimusi oxoxe leStudio 7 umnumzana Andrew Nyengani uthe ibhizimusi iningi ngalesi sikhathi.
Sina sivele sikhwezile ngalesi sikhathi ngoba i-business yethu vele iba labantu abaningi kumbe ngathi le-demand ngezikhathi zamakhefu. Yikho lapha lathi senza khona imali. Phakathi kwesikhathi siyabe siphomba ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bazi ukuthi kulamabhasi ahambayo siye emakhaya. Yikho khathi sikhwezile ngoba abantu baningi abavele behamba le mpahla njalo ziningi. Sihamba sitshaya ama-trip engathi ngama-one way. Yikho sikhwezile le mali yakhona ngoba nxa siphenduka sivele emakhaya siphenduka kuvele kungela muntu.
Omunye usomabhizimusi umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthe imali yokugada amabhasi ikhwelile kuzo zonke indawo njalo ibhizimusi iyahamba okwenyanga yonale.
Misikula amalanga ikhanyakala iyahamba okweminyanga yonale uDisemba kusiya kuJanuwari ngoba kuyaphithizela abantu baye emakhaya, amabhasi bonke sekubhizinisi ye-transport hayi kuyasebenzeka. But bakhala nge-transport ubana ama-price akhuphukile abantu okugibela amabhasi besiya emakhaya kuyabona izihlobo zabo. Naleyo ndlela lathi kunzima ukuthi sithi ama-price angakhuphuki ngoba khanyakala i-demand enkulu kakhulu ku-transport ebekuhambisa abantu ngendawo zabo ezijiyeneza emakhaya.
Unkosikazi Dudu Mdluli obegada ibhasi eya eKhezi uthi abanye abamabhasi abavumi ukubhadalwa nge-eco cash.
Mina ngiyakhala kakhulu ibhasi yakithi eKhezi lapha ikhwelile from $8 yafika ku-$12 singakakubali le mpahla khona lapho, so imali zakhona seziziningi kakhulu and bafuna le cash hlokuthi ayithatha ngabukhathesi asazi. Siyakhala kakhulu ngentengo le, songathi uhulumende omutsha lo angayehlisa intengo lezi sigade ngama-price ayiwo and basivumelele ukuthi sigade ngabo i-eco cash.
Evumelana lomdluli unkosikazi Maria Bebe uthe imali ikhweziwe kakhulu okuza kwenza ukuthi basale belohlupho lokuswela imali ngenyanga kaZibandlela oludume ngokuthi yi-January disease.
Thina besigayela ukugada ibhasi ngama $10 nxa sisiya emakhaya konke kundawonye le-luggage, kodwa kathesi sesichajwa ukuthi umuntu ulele i-price yakhe le-luggage le-price yakho okusuka kube nzima cause imali yangkhona isukube ningi ngapha befuna i-cash. Abantu saye sesikhala singasela mali ze-school fees izinto eziningi ngoba zasezifunakala ngo-January. Lokhu kunzima kakhulu, besingacela ukuthi behlise intengo kancane.
Osakhulayo obegada ibhasi eya eLupane unkosikazi Thokozile Nyathi uvumelane lo bhebhe lomdluli.
Tinintengo yamabhasi price yamabhasi selupani isichayile kakhulu ngapho bafuna le cash singalayo le cash yakhona ibhasi ekhwelisuka ku $8 siya ku $12 becharge beza charge le luggage yodwa so kusehlula kakhulu ngoba sebesifuna le mali yokubachiyela ekhaya esigaya sesiswela lokuthi sibachiyele ngoba yonke imali yami siphelele emabhasini.
Ngamakhefu ekhisimusi minyaka yonke, imali zokugada ziyakhwezwa mahlayana nje, njalo uhulumende kathathi manyathelo okuqondisa lokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikoBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Linjani matabezulu, linjani zulu kandaba. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuthi silethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe. Suku zonke ngo 6 a.m., 2 p.m., lango 7 p.m. eZimbabwe. Lisibamba kumakakasi ati 909 meter wave 4930 15580 laku 6080 shortwave frequencies. Lila kunjalo ukusithola ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ku Facebook. Ukhasi lethule VOA Ndebele.
Land of sunshine. Land of plenty, land of blue skies, land of promise, overflowing, milk and honey, that's where I wanna be, it's a place for you and me.
AbeZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa abangayanga ekhaya sebeqalisile ukuqhuba amagigi ekhisimusi achiyeneyo kuqhonswa imiculo yasekhaya lemigido. Iningi labo lithi ikhisimusi enhle kuzihlobo labangane ekhaya. UBenedict Mhlapho sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Sengisele nje amahola ambalwa ukuthi liye kusele ekhisimusi kodwa kuningi labeZimbabwe eJohannesburg amagigi ekhisimusi kudala eqalile. Iningi labo baphuma baya endaweni zokuzithokozisa ukugoqela iZulu lapho othola khona bengamaqenjaqenjana uzwe nje ngomculo wasekhaya ukuthi laba ngabakwelikamzilikazi. Abanye baqhuba amagigi la ezindlini zabo. Amalungu enhlanganiso yabalobi bakithi ngabanye ababe legigi egoli. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uNkosazana Mesibundla laye obeyingxenye yala magigi uthi baquqa la magigi njengendlela yokuhlangana njengezalwane zeZimbabwe besemukela ukhisimusi. Usonkondlo weZimbabwe waziwayo umnumzana Bongancube yena uthi unengi labo yiyo indlela abavala ngayo umnyaka.
Ndiyabona namhlanje kulusuku lokuvalelisana abaya emakhaya sibambisela ihlahla obonke abazali abayokwenza abazali emakhaya sibambisela singathi bangadlala kuhle size sihlangane futhi ngonyaka ozayo sibaphilileyo sonke siqhubeke ngomsebenzi omuhle esikwenzayo ukuvuselela ulimi lwakithi.
Nkosazana Sibonginkosi Ndlovu yena uthi lobanje bengaphumelelanga ukuya ekhaya ngezizathu ezijeneyo izinhliziyo zikhonale esihlotsheni lebanganini.
Ngicela bonke abasekhaya abaya ekhaya uhambo oluhle futhi labasekhamba sisele isikhumuso oluhle labahambayo ngibabikele kungulu ukusebenza khonale belime bengaiile ngakanaeiaiabo.
Kuningi lala magigi kuyosiwa kudliwa zonke ezifelomlonyeni ongazicabanga kanti abanathayo inlimi bahle bazifathike ezambeni ukuze babunkunkuluze kahle. Abagidi abo bona bathi liyazeleke ukuthi chatha elakusasa bengakabuquthi. Melestudio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa nginguBenedict Mhlapho.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zika Michael Ove weStudio 7 esethulela iziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kohlelo labasakhulayo, ngingu Michael Ove. Yho, bafethu. sekulesikhathi singakaxhumana kodwa hayi sengibuyile uhlelo leuthandayo namhlanje kuhlelo siphatha udaba mayelana ngokukhethwa osekwenzwe ngu-retired general Chiwenga kanye lomnumzana Kembo Mohati ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakamongameli Mnangagwa kubanda elibusayo. Ngifuna ukuza ukuthi abontanga njalo umphakathini wakomthwakazi lithini ngalokho. Ngixoxa lo Zenzo Nyoni ongisakhulayo olwela amalungelo abontanga. Nyoni Nyoni, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga bhuti wami. As young people, bhuti wami, we are very much concerned. For us, we are very much concerned. Yes, kusithethe kusifake esibangeni sokuphelelwa ngoba lokho kusithengisa ukusho ukuthi lokho it's a clear coup eyenzakele elizweni ngobana ngokuthatha uChiwenga efakwe esiba engumsekeli kamongameli. Kithi sina njengobontanga kusikhombisa ukuthi kuyindlela obongwa ngayo as of now. I say I'm singathi it's an independent institute. It's an army that is biased, a affiliate with the ruling party. And njengama-citizens, njengabontanga, kusithengisa ukuthi njengama-parties akhona, nxa uvele ungasela budlelwano le-army, awusoze uyenelise ukuma ukhuluma iqiniso njengesimeli selizwe esizama ukuthi silungisise ilizwe.
Singakhangela i-timeline ekhona since umongameli odlule umnumzana uMgabe washiya umsebenzi. A lot has happened. Isibonelo luhlelo lwabo i-Operation Restore Legacy esanda ukugqiba. Do you not think ukuthi ukungena okwenziwe yi-army kuyinto esesize abantu eZimbabwe?
Ngiyabonga ePut Mike. Lelo kahleqiniso kasivumelani ePut Mike. I think nxa yona i-amnesty is restoring in i-order or whatever legacy, it's automatically dismally to us as young people. Ngoba sibonile thina imbada diamond ibingagcinwanga uchombo ibigcine i-army. We need to know ukuthi ama-diamond embada aphelela ngaphi. Abantu abahlukunyezwa baxoshwa ezigabeni zabo namanje bayahlupheka labana bantu.
Yini umbono wakho mayelana lokukhethwa osekwenziwe u-retired general Chiwenga kanye loKembo Mohadi ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakamongameli kubandla elibusayo?
Kakhulu ngizakhuluma ngoChiwenga.
Mm.
I think now it's his turn ukuthi abongwe. Vele yinto ekade ivele i-strategize before. With my own understanding as an individual, because I don't foresee mina commander of the army after what he has done, a siba with deputy president of the country, and at the same time Major General Moyo like a siba go foreign affairs. Already it tells us as young people that this is a military rule.
Ubona ngani ukhetho loluzabe lukhetho olukhululekileyo na njengalokho okushiwe ngumongameli Mnangagwa?
But Mike.
Mm.
Asilabo ubufakazi obubhaliweyo kumbe sesibubonile esingathi thina uMnangagwa usithembisa iqiniso. Ukhuluma okokudinga ama-investors and more so sokule army amasotha amabutho, abantu sebehlebele panic yokuthi ngcono sibavotele ngoba laba abantu anilibona ukuthi ubayenze nomgaba umuntu athengaphumiyo pho thina bazasenzani.
Hayi Nyoni, ngikuzwile kahle, ngiyabonga kakhulu, bekuhle ukuba lawo kuhlelo ndaba.
Ngiyabonga futhi Mike.
Bafethu, singakagqiba uhlelo wathi ngibala imilayezelo yenu elifake kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele ebulenjini obe Facebook ngodaba lolu. Siyabonga kakhulu ngamacomments. Uthi Lasho Mkhoni uthi maybe bazatshintsha isimo somnotho welizwe lethu, bazaletha umsebenzi kuZulu wonke weZimbabwe. Umdluli nomduduzi Felicitas Nonhlanhla yena uthi one vice president is all right. Mdluli, ngiyakuzwa baba. Umelusi Midlamini uthi sekuzikhanyela ukuthi kwakukhuphule ukhanya ngani. Eyi uDlamini uyavumelana kanye lo Nyoni. Hayi bafethu, isikhathi so sesiphelile, masidibane ngeviki ezayo, same place same time. Ngiyalifisela nonke ikhisimusi enhle, mthakazi omuhle. Olivalelisayo nguMike Hobe, lilale.
Sizweni uGibbs Dube esethulela ezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu.
Benganamasiko wenziwe manje.
Lo ndaba kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba oluqakathekileyo kakhulu, udaba lokuthi nxa uthando soluphelile endlini pho luvuselelwa njani. Nanhlanhla ngoba nginonkosikazi Rejoice Mncube ukhona ngale ke eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, kuzobuya ke ubaba usikhumbuzo Moyo laye ukhona ngale kwele South Africa. Mncube, litshona njani?
Siyatshona baba.
Ye baba Moyo, ungawutshona njani?
Siyatshona njani.
Hayi kulungile Moyo. So sikhaze ngawe ke nkosikazi Mncube, akutsho ukuthi uthando lungazoluphela sibile endlini, luvuselelwa njani?
oya benga sela chado uvawa orogu mama la valu pela nga zonke kuya uuzo ba kutipeda futu kutu kupela nga iti njela giti
mhm
so ifu kupela angazi kuti nga ubega giti njate gati woba ve tipeda ifu kulokuti kuloku jolela na parati njibege kanjala giti
mhm
ukuthi ba sithi lese oro yibe ngijolayo oro ubaba ojolayo lapho yikho ukugcina khona uthando lwakho lungasekho right endlini.
Aha. Pho ke kuvuzelelwa njani ngaso kunjalo?
Liyahlala phansi lo baba libize umuntu obudala then libike udaba lwenu libe selilibe selichazela nalo umuntu obudala ngiyozolilungisa ke udaba lwenu ukuthi luba njani uthando lwenu luvuselele.
Ye, baba moyo uyazwela lapha ke ukuthi kukhona khona okungahlupha kuvuselelwa njani nxa kunjalo?
Kuthi kuyatshina nokuphela kwakhona lo ngakuphela kokuthi kukhona kokuthi khona indaba ekhona elihluphana eyenziwa ngomunye wenu phakathi kwenu yilo oluvuselelwayo kodwa lokuphela kusoluphelile ukuthi omunye kaliselalo uthande komunye hhako sika kube yinkinga luvuseleleko olunjalo ngaze kungenele umuntu omdala kungenele amakhansilari eke liphelile ngabe liphelile ngeke kube kubambana ukuthi omunye uvele kasathandi yena uthando ukuthi alikho luphelile makuyinto yokuthi yinto encane nje elungisesekayo kufanele lilungisise yona leyo nto then kube sokubuyelelwana sokuyahamba kusiya phambili.
Ye, siyabona ukuthi-ke nkosikazi Mncube esilungwini wezwa kuthiwa-ke ngisakhipho wami siyekwenza kulokhu kuthiwa yidina kumbe ngimkhiphe ama-out so akutsho ukuthi yikho phela lokhu kuba seluthando ukuthi luhlale lukhona.
Hayi lokhu ngezinye indlela kuyabe kuyikuhlanganisa ifu kumbe libe lingasakhulumisana endlini ngoba layo liyifemily layo lingekho two so ngayenza ukuthi ube yi-three four five akithi so kuzoyenza ukuthi la ugcine injani ixoxisana njalo kukhulule inhliziyo ugcine lawo leyana into iya ideda enhliziyweni yakho or kuyinto ade iyibambile enhliziyweni yakho.
Aha, baba moyo.
Uthando nginyamazane engingatsho ngathi mangiyidiscuss ukuthi inkalakatha amanga wona amanga akaze abe right ukuthi omunye uyabe sephambukile entweni elalizithembisene ukuthi lizozenza yikho isikhathi esiningi okusuka kube yinkinga ukuthi ma kukhulunywa amanga wona amanga azavela abuya avele egcekeni so yiwenza abantu bagcine bengasawelelayo.
Nkosikazi Mncube.
Mina engikushoyo ukuthi abantu vele kulungile ukuthi ifu liphambanisana lihlale phansi likhulumisane nomunye wakho lixolisane liqhubeke njalo ngothando.
Lamafitshane baba moyo.
Ikakhulu uthandelwane sokwakhiwa ngomama ukwenza into ezinhle ezifunwa ngobaba nokulalela yena onguye wamlandayo ungalaleli kakhulu abantu bangaphandle uma ulalela yena kuzokwenza uthando lwakho luqine.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke thatha leli thuba ukuthi mbonge ubaba usikhumbuzo moyo ukhona ngale ke kwele South Africa incwadi kwezamasiko esintu mbonge ke lo mama ke uRejoice Mncube khona ngale ke eJohannesburg laye lingathino lakusasa zihlobo zami mbokele kakhulu.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga
Oliver lisemoyeni ngenjabulo umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube lilale
siyabonga Gibbs. Iqembu leZebra Revolution yilo elinqobe kumncintiswano wenguqu oqoqwe inhlanganiso yeFortune Fokoza Ncube Foundation ebunjwe ngumdlali osewathatha umhlala phansi uFortune Fokoza Ncube oqhutshelwe elokitshini laseNtombane ngomgqibelo. Intathe yezindaba ethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uncube uthi usungule iFortune Fokoza Ncube Foundation ngoba izama ukuba ancede umphakathi weNtumbane njengomuntu ozalelwe wakhulela khona njalo waqala khona ukudlala ibhola. Uthi kuyamdanisa kakhulu ukubona inkundla akhula idlalela kuyo ingasasetshenziswa abasakhulayo sebetshonela ukuganga.
INtumbane iyaziwa nge-high drug abuse so ngizama ukuthi khona ncedisa ne-the community yethu ukuthi sikhiphe abantwana labo esimweni esinjengasona leso lokugcina behambe emajele so yinto engizama ukuthi ngilungise.
amaqembu abafana baleminyaka elithumi lane aphathe umncintiswano wakuqala uqoqwe inhlanganiso ye-Fortune for Woza Ncube Foundation ophiwe igama elithi Fortune for Woza Ncube Foundation Invitational Tournament ngabalisayo le-City Rovers ele-Zebra Revolution ele-Famza kanye lele-Young Flying Stars. Kusigaba se-semifinal iqembu le-Zebra Revolution linqobe le-City Rovers nge-2-1 kuthe le-Young Flying Stars linqobe le-Famza nge-4-3 ngemva kokutshaya kwembekwa. Kufinal iqembu le-Zebra Revolution okuliqembu lomdlali weqembu le-FC Platinum uMkhokheli Dube linqobe ele-Young Flying Stars okuliqembu lomdlali osewathatha umhlala phansi uColin Nyambiya nge-3-2. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association Bulawayo Province uMkhululi Mthunzi utshayele ihlombe abadlali asebathatha umhlala phansi abalenhlelo zokuthuthukisa umdlalo wenguqu endaweni abakhulela kuzo.
Bona ama-former players amaningi bebuya back ku-community abakhulisayo bezoplawa back. Ubiya did the same. I was also invited to Plumtree kuleja kuthiwa ngulucky Nkosana laye wenza khonoko okufanayo namhla sibona uFokoza laye esenza the same thing. So we are seeing a trend ukuthi abafana they are coming back and trying to help abana wabo.
Inhlanganiso ye-Fortune for Woza Ncube Foundation iphe imvuzo kubadlali abaqhube kuhle ekupheleni komncintiswano, njalo lapha ngabagoqela uMasimba Khwatara weqembu le-Young Flying Stars, yena okhethwe ukuba yi-player of the tournament. Unozinto oncinte abanye nguPrince Nsingo, ohlohlekane nguWilliam Magasa. Umqeqeshi osebenze kuhle kakhulu nguBekuthemba Biwi weqembu le-Zebra Revolution. Umdlali obekhahlela ibhola ngendlela enathisa amanzi nguBlessing Ncube weqembu le-City Rovers ukuthi ohlohle igoli elimangalise izibukeli nguPrince Dube weqembu le-Zebra Revolution. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ufuna ukuthi wonke umuntu olapha ebhasini ngimbonele ithikethi lakhe esandleni ongelalo ehlike isikwanga phambili akula sithothi. Kanti wena Masalu wangikhangela ngelihle ngani uyangifanisa. Ngithi asibhadale nini imota yamakhiwa phela lami imota le kayiso yami. Hawu
uthwala mkhwenyana ngitsho kuwe khonjanita akungimisele umthengi ngifuna ukuyazinceda khonapha sengifile mdalami.
Okay, ngakulunceda kuphela Masalu, don't worry. Kanti uzakunceda wedwa njani? Bazawuya bazakunceda, okay?
Ngithengilencane, hawu.
Kanti vele wona omama babebesiyangazi ngesikhathi samaholide befuna ukusibhuzisa nje. Asifuni ukufika ekhaya inkukhu sezivalelwe thina. Hawu.
Hayi, hayi, hayi. Lingabangenza so. Anti lami kade ngizolungisa amatikiti abantu abami. Kanti ngiyabazisa amatikiti akhanda ngalangaka kulezi nsuku. Selifuna ukuthi abana abantwana basikotshe esikolameni befunda. Kanti linjani?
Amangalo uhlaza choko. Akula ofisi evuliweyo ngalezi nsuku zeholiday. Yijuku phela yokuzotshayimela ibonus yethu. Unyawo yetankini driver. Yatela amafutha mfana wami. Achinja amagiya. Ingabheka ngizakusakazela. Bana mukuma, bazwa kunaka, bana anjazi, chini za vipais, manzi ya nakai, badi kupama, chaizi ya nakita, binda ifuti.
Nakanangana nemi boko maranda naika nata lisukuda any standing passenger saka munhu wese ngagari pasi titange kufamba koimi mama makagogara pa passage nata lisukuda standing passenger indaba
hai tajaila kedu takane chinomo changu atizvitsuno ndizvakanhurume vanhu kachi vanogara pasi.
Umthelo Lamoyi uPaul Matagre ngesikhathi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe kanye lezi selizweni zilungiselela ilanga lekhisimusi kusasa. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona apha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.